brownie. And then I have to say, this very humorous Peeps cake is the perfect homage to Easter. All of these delicious goodies were dropped off to us, which was very nice, because we had a recent experience at the Big Sugar Bake Shop. We found this wonderful bake shop in the San Fernando Valley. And for those of you that listen, by the way, I'm Chef Jamie, and this is an open forum of fabulous food every Saturday if you need a chef secret or a produce tip or want to plan your menus. I'm a professional chef by trade. I also share restaurant news and reviews and finds and all that great stuff, and I don't spend enough time sharing with you the great new finds and places in the San Fernando Valley. So I was delighted to find Mary and Lisa and their Big Sugar Bake Shop. And we tasted some wonderful things through a girlfriend of mine. And then for Passover and Easter, found out they were doing this irresistible array of handcrafted desserts. It's a warm neighborhood place. They have fresh baked pastries, decadent sweets. It's great for a bustling morning, you know, quick pickup if you want to bring some muffins or scones or these red velvet cupcakes to the office for the day, or if you're entertaining and you want to put out a glorious dessert. It's called the Big Sugar Bake Shop, and it's located in Studio City on Ventura Boulevard, just one block west of Laurel Canyon. And they make these beautiful, like adult gift baskets with all these luxury items and handcrafted desserts too, and just delicious sweets. We enjoyed them. We just ate all through the break when we weren't speaking, of course. And that was absolutely indulgent and fabulous. So I encourage you to go and visit here. Lana, Mommy, you finish that macaroon, because otherwise I will. Okay, back to the phone lines. 1-800-222-KABC gets you to me, Chef Jamie. Dan, thanks for your amazing patience. I appreciate it, but I'm glad to talk fabulous food with you.
Great. Thanks, Chef Jamie.
Sure.
Listen, I had a meal in Paris a few years back, and it was a salmon fillet.
Okay.
And I'm not exactly sure I was prepared, and I'm curious about that. It came to the table like with a mohawk of sea salt on the top of a thick fillet, maybe an inch tall and about a half an inch wide. It was like a formed, a mohawk.
Was it hard, like a crust?
It was. It was okay. Hard, and I didn't know, you know, I knocked it off because it seemed like way too much salt to eat, but it seemed like the purpose was to drag the moisture through the salmon. But, I mean, I've never experienced anything like that before. Why did they do it, and how do I duplicate that?
Okay, well, you need a recipe for a salt-crusted salmon, which you see great chefs in this country doing more and more. And, in fact, Marcus Samuelson at Aquavit does a salt-crusted salmon, Lana, that we tasted last time we were in New York. And I'd love to try to get his recipe for Dan here, which we will do. We'll also work on posting a salt-crusting piece on the website, Dan, so that you can do it. The salt crust is traditionally done to not only, as you said, create this wonderful moisture, but to impart the flavor all the way through the salmon. And it tends not to be excessively salty by flavor, but it has this unique full flavor that is just incredible. I assume that the salmon tasted different to you than you're used to salmon tasting, and that's because of the salt crust. Now, they didn't totally encapsulate the salmon. They ran a thick ribbon of what it sounds like, an inch thick of the salt down the middle, like a crust.
Yeah, and then, that's correct. I've had salt-crusted fish before.
Okay,
it's a total different thing. It seemed very odd that it was just basically like a hair mohawk on the top of the fillet.
Interesting. Probably done just for presentation rather than salt-crusting the entire piece, and that way they can do it individually. And today you have so many salt choices. What I'd like to do is, I think in Paris, first of all, everything tastes so delicious, and it always looks wonderful. It's a very French thing, I think, from the presentation standpoint that they ran the ribbon down the middle. I'd like to post a salt crusting piece on the site and make sure that we get that information to you, and then encourage you to do a salt tasting, because when it comes to seasoning, I'm actually seasoning a lot of my dishes with a very coarse sea salt just at the end at the table, and it's visible. When we were dining with Craig Canole over at Kaya, this new restaurant in Anaheim, he came to the table, chef came out of the kitchen, and he seasoned the tomatoes with this wonderful sea salt that he loves, and you get a crunch. I mean, there's flavor there, but it is so deliciously round and not inherently salty, just flavorful. I encourage you to find a salt that you love to do this salt crusting with, because there are smoked salts, there are fleur fleur de sel. There are fumée de sels. There are sel gris, which is an unrefined mineral salt. You